scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
I got the puck.
Okay.
I got to get the puck.
Do you kind of want to walk us through, you know, like what kind of work today with the puck?
What's that?
What kind of work today? Like, kind of, how did the team set that up for you? How did you make those opportunities for yourself?
Yeah, I think just 4-on-4 is super fun to play, and obviously 3-on-3. So, I think it's just for me, like coming into my first year, my third year, I think the confidence is just so much easier. My first year, to be honest with you, like, I was scared shitless. Like, I didn't know. No, seriously, I didn't know, like, what was going on, like, how this worked. I thought this was kind of everyone's first year at development camp. I didn't realize guys have been here for 3 years or longer. So, everything was just kind of new to me. And then that last year, I was a little more comfortable. And then this year, was more comfortable. So, I just think every year, you obviously gain more confidence and kind of go from there.
Were you kind of rubbing your hands there that you can put the kids through the kind of the terror dome today? You know.
Right. Like, I'm one of the older guys now. Yeah. Right? So, you got old sevens out here. Like, my first year, like, forget who it was, like Brandon Coy. I don't know if I'm saying that name right. He used to play here a while ago.
Yeah.
So, I had no idea who the guy was. And obviously, this camp size is a lot smaller this year. We were up in the really nice hotel this year on Santana Row. So, they did an incredible job with these new prospects. So, it's been fun.
You feel like, you know, just your energy, your style of play just kind of fits with the scrimmages. I feel like every year you've kind of made an impression on each game.
Well, yeah, I try to, you know. These kids are in my shoes, right? There's always those guys that kind of, you know, reach out to them or, you know, just kind of get them going and get to know their personality too, right? These younger kids don't really know what's going on, or I'm sure they do, but at the same time, like, I didn't know what was going on. So, I tried to bring the energy as much as I could.
What did you say to Matt Davis when you found out the Sharks were?
I was so happy. He was one of my best friends on Denver, and he's just an incredible kid, unbelievable kid. He comes from a great family, super athletic family, so super happy to have him here. And too bad we weren't roommates, but I had Brandon Fitzgerald as my roommate. But he's awesome, one of a kind.
Do you have any plans or any idea of what might happen next year? Is it back to Denver for another year? Is there potential maybe you sign and go
out? Absolutely back to Denver. After last year, you know, the heartbreak with Western Michigan, I really want to win a national championship, right? You're in the locker room with those guys when they won in 2024, and you see the tattoo on their leg, you see the tattoo on their rib, and honestly, I get really jealous of that, man. Matt Davis, he's got two of them, right?
Yeah.
He's got two national championships on his leg. So you see that every day in the shower or whatever. So seriously, it's everywhere. You walk around the locker room too, you know. The 10 national championships are right there. So it seems like every guy's a national championship except me. So I'm super excited to get back. We got 10 new freshmen coming in this year. So that's my only goal right now, is win a national championship. And we'll see where it takes me.
What's been Zach Sharp been saying to you all week?
Yeah, me and him were actually lived in the same billet house in Cedar Rapids with the Rough Riders. So, just making sure he's comfortable here and making sure he knows where everything is. And
But has he been reminding you about, you know?
Oh, no. Yeah.
I didn't want to say it.
But. No, absolutely. He knows. He's a good guy and he understands it all. And to be honest, yeah, they deserved it. They beat us 3 times. So we never beat them in the regular season. So, obviously seeing them at Dudley. You know, it's hard to bite your tongue, but it's good to have him here.
He's a good sport, then.
Absolutely, absolutely, sport. Mm-hmm.
Is your hope that at the end of this Denver season, hopefully ends in the national championship, that after that you'll turn pro?
Yeah, I think that's my goal. You know, 3 years, and you want to have a really good season next year, and I'm gonna fill Zeev Bouyam's spot, so I have some big shoes to fill. So I'm super excited for the challenge and can't wait to get back out there.
You feel pretty ready though for that transition to pro, pretty close to it.
I think so. I'm a bigger guy, which helps me. You know, I don't really need to get. Obviously, you need to get bigger, faster, stronger. But I think kind of matured at that, with the weight class and stuff like that. So I think it's just for me working on my speed and touching up on all the little details. So. Obviously, David Carl, he's obviously one of the best coaches in the world. You know, he gets enough credit, so I'm super happy to play for him another year.
Is there any concern that David might be going to the NHL?
No, he just had a new kid, so he's staying put. He let us know that, so I'm super happy. I love playing for him. That's the reason I went to Denver, is for him, so and that whole coaching staff. So, and obviously, the relationships I've built at Denver, it's been absolutely fantastic. We don't have one guy that's you know, kind of on his own. So Denver's just, it's different, you know. It's not about the money, it's about the culture. So, and that's why we win.
How do you get ready for, like you said, taking over for a guy like William and, you know, filling those shoes, I guess?
No, I think I might have been able to do it last year, but now it's just, you know, those high-pressure situations, which is going to be really good for me. And then just those different, you know, gray areas and just different spots on the ice that he was always put in. Probably maybe a little more ozone draws now because he was usually out there on those. And we obviously played together the last probably four games of our year. So for me, it's personally just getting into shape, playing, you know, past that 30-minute mark like he did, and being able to play at my best, so.
What should Sharks fans know about the new goalie here, Davis, with
that? Matt Davis, I mean, he's a gamer. He is absolutely a gamer. You saw him in the National Championship, that save, right? Everyone knows that save. So Sharks fans should be absolutely jacked out of their mind to have him. He is one of a kind. He is the nicest human being ever, and he is a stud for sure.
When was your last Hattie?
My last Hattie was in, actually, juniors, my second year at Cedar Rapids against Dubuque.
There you go.
So
it's been a minute.
It's been, a couple of years. So.
Yeah. Was that kind of a special moment? What was that like?
Well, yeah, going on that last one, I really didn't want to pass it, but, you know, just quick give and go and then lifting that puck over the blocker. So obviously it was nice to get that one, and hopefully the fans had fun today.
Yeah. Bring back memories of the last time you got the Hattie?
Yeah, a little bit. And obviously, it's, you know, it doesn't really count. It's just kind of a scrimmage. So it's obviously more for the fans and watching Misa play, and hope they enjoyed it today.
Did you take any notes from practice shooting on Matt Davis? Shooting on a...
Oh, I already know all his weaknesses. So.
Well, I mean, just like shooting on a lefty blocker for that hat trick, right? You got a left-handed blocker instead of...
Oh, yeah. To be honest, you didn't even know. It just shoveled it up there.
What makes you so good at escape room?
Escape room? Hit button. Just you guys are ever in an escape room, just hammer that hit button. Hey, we won, though. We got our $25 Starbucks gift card, so...
Who is the worst?
The guys could whine all they want.
Yeah.
Who is the worst? I think we were all good. Marlowe was really good.
Yeah.
Lewis was really good. Yeah. So I just kind of sat in the back and watched them do their thing. So if they ever needed a hint, guy, just hammered the button.
There we go.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Eric.